This is Vatican Radio, and I'm Lydia O'Kane. Pope Francis on Thursday received in audience the Archbishop of Louisville and the President of the United States Conference of Catholic Bishops, Joseph Kurtz. Archbishop Kurtz was meeting the Holy Father in the concluding weeks of the Jubilee of Mercy, and while the U.S. Church has been heeding the Pope's call to go out into the periphery and put the works of mercy into practice. In honour of this year, holy doors around the world have been a primary focus for pilgrims, and the Archdiocese of Louisville has been no exception, giving the faithful no less than 20 holy doors to pass through in a number of its parishes. I spoke to Archbishop Kurtz to find out more about how his diocese has been entering into the spirit of the year and how young Americans have been inspired by it. We're talking about the Year of Mercy, and we're coming to the end of this Year of Mercy. And the first question I wanted to ask you is, how do you think people, and certainly people in the United States, how has it captured Catholics in the United States? How has it captured their imagination, and how have they got into the spirit of this Jubilee year?
Well, I'm sure there's not just one answer to that, because like any other movement within the church, certain people remain on the periphery, and at the end of the Year of Mercy, they say, oh, we didn't know you were doing that. But I think many, many people have entered into the spirit, and I'll give you a concrete example. Every June, our priests meet for an assembly. We come together, and it's an ongoing formation program. And one evening, we had a general conversation and dialogue with the priests talking about the Year of Mercy and their pastoral heart. And as I listened to priests one after the other speak about the various ways in which the Year of Mercy, first of all, touched their own hearts and their own reception of the Sacrament of Reconciliation. There was a virtual litany going around the room of this person who said that they had an opportunity to listen to the confessions of people for literally hours, and how uplifted they were with the sincerity with which people came. And then I think the Year of Mercy was what brought many of them to the Sacrament of Reconciliation. Some talked about what was called a passport. I don't know if this happened in other parts of the world, but in our diocese we had someone come up with this notion of a passport on acts of mercy and works of mercy. And so just as, I guess, people stamp a passport saying, well, they did this, in this case it was an encounter in which they had to feed those who are hungry, or to visit someone in prison, or to visit in the hospital. And it was a very tangible way, especially for young people who are teenagers, to be able to experience this. And I guess it was one of their first opportunities to make use of a passport. So that was a very concrete way. I recall also a few people who, a number of priests who said that they made pastoral visits into the home. And with the busyness of life, those pastoral visits to the home have not been as frequent as they may have been when I was first ordained a priest. And I think that was spurred on by the Year of Mercy, our Holy Father asking that we go to the periphery, that we not wait for people to come into the church, but rather that we go out into the home. So to me, there was a great richness that I heard as the priests from the archdiocese were speaking about their own experience, I guess both in receiving mercy and also sharing mercy with others.
You mentioned there the Sacrament of Reconciliation, Sacrament of Confession. How much do you think the Year of Mercy has gone some way? Because it can be a bit daunting going to confession. And Pope Francis has said, you know, go, don't be daunted. How much do you think that it's helped people to think, well, no, I'm going to go. I'm not going to be afraid to say all my sins.
Well, you know, it's an interesting question. I think the first thing is there's an increased number who in the archdiocese who have gone to confession. So I suspect that all the publicity and the way in which I think our Holy Father has captured the headlines, and even in the secular media, has given people a fresh opportunity to hear again the call of Jesus through our Holy Father. And I don't hear of people who are saying that they are reluctant. Perhaps that's a credit also to the kindness and goodness of our priests in welcoming and receiving people. The tone seemed to be very good, and so I was really happy to see that that if there have been barriers in the past, I believe that we've gone a long way in this Jubilee Year of Mercy of breaking those down.
How helpful has it been having someone, obviously like Pope Francis, promoting this? Also, having someone like, because you were at World Youth Day, there was also another pope who promoted Divine Mercy and also Mercy. Having these different events in the year and having Pope Francis and also Pope John Paul at that particular event in Krakow.
Well, certainly in Krakow, the World Youth Day was really a wonderful encounter with the person of Jesus. And I was uplifted by the character and the quality of the young people who came and... my gosh, they just were so outgoing. They were so filled with joy, and I can't help but think that returning to the roots of really where St. John Paul II lived and worked, who himself began the process of World Youth Day, and then having Pope Francis come and enliven them had to be really a double opportunity, I guess, for them to experience that. I was a catechist, and so went to three different churches while I was there, and so I had an opportunity to interact with people, all English-speaking, but people coming from all different parts of the world. And I think that grace of World Youth Day was wonderful. And by the way, with the modern media, this may have been one of the first times that we had people back in Louisville who were engaged with the process of World Youth Day because of digital media and the opportunity for live streaming and interaction. So I think if we can use the example of what often is a wave in a sports stadium, during World Youth Day, there was somewhat of a wave of mercy that I think went around the world. It certainly hit the United States of America.
Pope Francis, when he was in Krakow, he told the youth of the world, you know, it kind of begins here. Now it's your opportunity to go out into the world and evangelize. Taking the Year of Mercy as a whole, is that what you would be saying, that it's the year is now, but it doesn't stop here?
That's exactly right. And also, I think our Holy Father appealed to the idealism of young people, the ability to say, we really do want to forsake selfishness. We want to see ourselves as part of something bigger. And that whole notion of idealism that I think has characterized youth, I guess for time immemorial, was tapped into by this Year of Mercy. And so that would be my fond hope, that what has been begun in encounters with Jesus, both in receiving mercy and in sharing mercy, will be continued, especially in the local church, especially within our parishes. This is so very important.
How important is mercy?
As our Holy Father has said, Jesus is the face of the Father's mercy. I mean, if we look at the Incarnation, if we look at the very fact of God so loved the world that he sent his only begotten Son, we realize that at the very core of love to someone who is imperfect is mercy. That I guess the perfect don't have need of mercy, but we certainly do. And so I think in many ways the gift of mercy makes very real and concrete the reality of the Incarnation, of God becoming one of us, and so bringing that gift of love even in the midst of our weakness and our imperfection. And that ability for us to experience that allows us, as our Holy Father said, not to stay within ourselves, but to reach out and share mercy with others. I think it's essential in the announcement of the good news of Jesus.